The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, it's me, Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. As always, today I'm going to reveal yet another little everyday secret from the world of chemistry. This week, Boris from Warsaw in Poland wants to know, what is mother of pearl? While taking a walk along the beach, you might have noticed shells that have inner surfaces that shimmer in colorful patterns when they reflect the sunlight. The iridescent substance responsible for it is called nacre, or more commonly, mother of pearl. The name says it all because the shell comes from one of the species of mollusk that can also produce pearls. In fact, pearls are made of exactly the same material. A pearl is actually a sphere made of mother of pearl. Because of its beauty, mother of pearl was once a very valuable material and was often used to make jewelry or decorate exquisite pieces of furniture. And it's not only beautiful. Although it may look delicate and fragile, the mother of pearl is astoundingly sturdy. Nacre is made up mostly of a mineral called aragonite, a form of calcium carbonate, which is actually just a fancy chemical term for chalk. However, aragonite is a whole lot sturdier than what you use to write on the blackboard. Due to its unique structure, nacre wouldn't break even if you drove over it in an 18-wheeler truck. To make mother of pearl, the mollusk excretes several layers of chalk platelets that are embedded in a framework of a protein called conchiolin, a name that is derived from the Latin word for mollusk. This protein performs the same task as the mortar in a brick wall. It binds the large number of chalk platelets into a single, stable construction. In technical terms, mother of pearl is therefore a composite material made up of a hard component, the chalk, and a softer framework component, the conchiolin. The combination is what gives nacre its remarkable qualities. Thin, sturdy, flexible.
Uh-huh.
Materials researchers love mother of pearl and are trying to imitate the production principles to make other materials. For example, high-tech composite materials that have similar qualities could be used to coat surfaces that have to be really scratch-resistant or that have to be stable yet much lighter than concrete. And a few more ideas are directed towards applications in the space industry. And the structure of mother of pearl also explains its iridescent appearance. White light that strikes the surface is broken up by the different layers of chalk embedded in the matrix, splitting it into various wavelengths. That means when you twist and turn the shell in the sunlight, its inner surface shimmers in different spectral colors. So that was certainly constructive, don't you think? I sure feel like I've earned a break. That's all for this week. Tune in again next time. Until then, this is Jeff, your chemical reporter, signing out.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.